Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. We're wrapping up a storytelling hour with the person who sparked the idea in the first place. Andrew Nixon is Cap Radio's multimedia journalist. So a couple months ago, he stopped by my desk wanting to share a pretty wacky but thoroughly entertaining story about his dad, Bert, and Uncle George. A story that doesn't really have a defined place for radio. But we thought about how this story, although very unique to Andrew's family, kind of encapsulates how we can go down a rabbit hole of storytelling and learning about a loved one's past choices that may feel like they are just unrecognizable. So here's the family story that sparked this entire show. Sweet Jesus, one toll over the line.
Sitting downtown in a railway station, one toll over the line. Storytelling in my family, like many families, is very important. It's how we pass the time and entertain each other at family gatherings. It's also how we remember those who are no longer with us, keeping their names alive after they die. The bar is also very high for quality. The story I'd like to share is one that seemed to change a lot, and frankly was pretty wild. It took place in the 70s and features my dad, Bert.
So the reason that the facts changed, I mean, let's just keep this in mind. This is a story rooted in youthful misuse of psychotropic drugs.
And his older brother, my Uncle George.
Can you take the word of a drug-addled hippie, you know?
It took place after George served in Ecuador in the Peace Corps and while my dad was pursuing a degree in Latin American studies. On with the story.
In the summer of 1973, I was attending Humboldt State University, and I had switched my major. I had been a biology major, and I switched my major to Spanish. I thought it might be a good idea to travel to Mexico for some extra study.
The young scholar's journey took a bit of a turn when they reached a customs checkpoint in their truck. An officer solicited a bribe from them, asking for a tip. And my dad paid it to avoid the inconvenience of the search. But George didn't see why they should pay the officer. And this is where it gets interesting, a bit of foreshadowing. Here's Uncle George.
I was the one that was wondering why we should give a tip. And I had a silver cigarette case with about three or four joints in it. So, in his words, he couldn't believe he was not only traveling with, but related to somebody dumbass enough to smuggle pot into Mexico.
My dad made clear that the smuggling part was the issue, not the substance.
Now, that said, I smoked the dope.
Destroyed the evidence.
I want to go on record here as saying, I smoked dope long before George ever smoked dope. He used to think it was a cute novelty.
After a teaching job in Guadalajara didn't work out, my dad and a friend drove to Puerto Vallarta, parting ways with my Uncle George. But my dad didn't really do that good of a job when it came to, quote, destroying the evidence, which he learned while camping on the side of the road and being awakened by immigration police.
So he started going through the ashtray, and all of a sudden he's pulling out all these little roach ends of marijuana joints. At which point he stopped and said, you need to come with us. So I'm like, okay.
Reality started to set in for my dad, arrested for possession of cannabis. Uncle George's cannabis that he hadn't cleaned out of the ashtray. It wasn't looking good.
I said, so, in Spanish, can I, like, contact the American consulate? And he said, no. And I said, so, is there a fine we can pay? And he said, no. And I said, so what's going to happen? He said, well, we're going to deport you. And I was like, okay. Let me absorb that. He informed me that I was an addict, and that I was undesirable in their country and that they were going to get rid of me.
But first, my dad spent a day or two into what turned out to be nearly a week in the Puerto Vallarta jail, benefiting from his cellmates who were allowed certain in-and-out privileges.
They came back with a bag full of goodies, which included a bottle of Kahlua and a can or two of Dintymore beef stew. Well, I'm going to tell you, Dintymore canned beef stew never tasted so good.
Cold.
Cold with Kahlua.
Kahlua aside, my dad reflected on the seriousness of the charge and felt fortunate in a way.
All I can say is, I guess in comparison to what could have happened, it was really not that bad at all. I could have spent some concentrated time, apparently, in a Mexican prison, which would not have been a very pleasant thing for me.
My dad might have been spared a prison sentence, but he was still handed a punishment.
They photographed us. They did sideways and frontways mugshots. And then they placed a statement in front of me, which I was expected to sign, that said that I was guilty of possessing marijuana, and that I was going to be deported, and that I understood that I would not be ever allowed to come back to Mexico forever. And so at that point, I said, "So what's next?" And he said, "Well, there's some people coming from La Capital, Mexico City. They will be coming to pick you up."
George got a telegram from my dad and left their apartment in Guadalajara. He went to Puerto Vallarta and, while sorting out some paperwork, was interrogated if the weed was in fact his.
I said, "What? No. I had some friends with dirty habits. That was it, you know?"
So with Uncle George off the hook and my dad getting ready to be deported back to the States, George had one last task: to destroy the rest of the evidence for my dad's cellmates as a favor for them feeding him in jail. Apparently, George didn't learn his lesson.
So I find their stash and I start flushing it down and I say, "Yeah, I wonder what this stuff's like." Found some papers and some matches. Rolled myself a doobie. In the long list of things of which I am not proud. This is somewhere in that very thick stack.
In the end, my dad was told never to return to Mexico. And after nearly half a century of carrying this grudge, he had this to say to my uncle.
As I've aged, I've kind of let it go. And I officially forgave George a couple of months ago. It's like, it's over.
And George was gracious.
Thank you for your generosity of spirit, my brother. I love you.
And like every story, there's a moral. First, my dad, Bert.
Don't do stupid stuff like my brother.
And Uncle George's tongue-in-cheek lesson.
Just say no, kids.
I recorded this conversation a few months before the stay-at-home order and a little over a year before Uncle George died. It was actually the last time I saw him in person. Thank you for listening. It was a dream of George's to be on NPR one day.
That is CAP Radio's multimedia journalist Andrew Nixon, sharing the mischievous youth of his dad Bert and his late Uncle George. That is it for Insight today. We hope you enjoyed learning more about the people behind CAP Radio and perhaps spark some stories for you to share with family, friends, and loved ones. I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Thanks for spending time with us. Keep